Hello and welcome to Four Brummies with Big Tummies. If you like having a tot and chatting shit with your mates in a pub, then you've come to the right place. We don't want to lose our jobs, so our opinions are entirely our own and they don't represent our employers. You've got me, Chips, Niall, Pete and Kieran. Any questions or suggestions, please find us at abbysounds@outlook.com and search Abbey Sounds on Facebook and Insta. Cheers.
Welcome to episode 2 of the Four Brummies with Big Tummies. I'm here with the usual, Kieran, Alex and Pete. How are you guys?
Not too bad. Just went for a pint, so we were a bit late and you didn't like that, did you not?
No, I didn't. You knew exactly what you were expecting when you got back to mine.
I'm not sure awkward how Chips silence. Is. He's been on his phone for the last 10 minutes.
I know, yeah. Are you interested at all?
I'm just hungry, so I was just looking at Uber Eats and it's good selection here. So I'm going to schedule one for 6 o'clock.
Kieran, did you have any involvement in this beer? I can imagine you were the instigator.
I actually said, can we get 10 hours on time? But you know what these two are like, mate.
Yeah.
Kieran said in exact words, should we just sack it off and have a few pints instead? Because I'm not really feeling the topic.
Bullshit.
He said he's not really feeling the topic.
And I can tell by your face.
It's got Alex Bagnall written all over it.
25 minutes later than what was planned. But oh well, we move on, lads.
They don't know that, do they?
Yeah,
it's a podcast.
Well, they do now.
The good thing is not super chill about these things.
Yeah.
No,
it's just like, go with the flow. You have a pint, lads.
It's not.
He told us, I'll see you Sunday.
Yeah. He said, I'd rather die when he got offered to come out for a pint and then said, I'd see you Sunday.
Yeah, because we already made plans. It's just rude, really, lads.
Well, plans change.
I agree.
They don't change. Not if you've had it planned all week. But anyway. This is just going to roll me up. But, so this week's topic, what we agreed on is the TV shows that kind of ended up disappointing you in the end. So the main one, which we'll get into, that'll have its own separate section, Game of Thrones Season 8, amazing TV show, and then ended fucking terribly.
Awful. So what, we have to have 3 more after Game of Thrones?
Well, not 3 more, I'm not putting a number on it, but just throw out TV shows that you personally think.
But exactly 3.
I have three. But,
do you?
Well, I was thinking the first one, I'll throw the first one out there. Lost. First 3 seasons of Lost, fucking brilliant. Like, I used to love watching it. You know, it literally got shit when it went off Channel 4.
Yeah, the last season is fucking ridiculous.
No, it's all over the place.
I've never seen it, but I've Wikipedia'd it because I was quite interested. Because I remember watching the first series when it was on Channel 4 and I was like, what the fuck is going
really
on?
Wasn't it? Yeah.
I just literally couldn't work out what was going on, let alone. I don't know what it was like for you actually watching it.
Yeah, no, literally, it went on to, I finished season 3 and I left it for about 2 seasons and then I came back to it and I was like, what the fuck's going on? So then I caught up to the 2 previous seasons and then I watched the whole thing through there and it was just stupid and batshit. Yeah.
When they get to the hatch and like the smoke.
Oh yeah, brilliant. Yeah, brilliant. But it went downhill. So with all these, bar Game of Thrones, let's try and keep spoilers out of it. But yeah, so I think Lost is a great one where it started off so brightly and then ended terribly.
It was one of like the first ones as well, wasn't it? When it was all kids, it was like Lost was on. And like Prison Break as well was on at that time as well.
No, that was actually one of mine.
That was one of mine as well. Prison Break.
I haven't finished it. I've got so many I haven't finished.
You may as well not finish it.
Yeah.
The first two seasons are fucking incredible. Yeah.
That was only written for one season.
Yeah.
And they made a lot of money and then carried on.
Yeah.
Good contribution there, but
where are you up to, Amit?
Me, I finished season 2, I think, and I got to season 3 soon, but I thought it was ridiculously good. The only issue I had with it during the first 2, it was really like made for TV.
Yeah.
Like every 15 minutes, you'd have some like mad cliffhanger that they'd have to get out of.
Yeah.
And it like
doesn't
that,
Pete remind you of Teabag?
No.
An award-winning actor.
I know, he was.
He was the best actor in it.
Yeah, he's quality. Questionable character, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
They've made a new season out, haven't they? Yeah, there's a new, brand new like season of Prison Break. I don't know what they're doing now. Probably escaping from Mexican prison or something. I don't know. But that the first 2 seasons were fucking incredible. And then it went down really downhill really quickly. Because that's the problem with TV shows. Sometimes they can try and keep it going when it should stop. but other times they just lose their way. And that was one of the ones where they tried to keep it going massively.
Yeah, I didn't know what this podcast was about.
Yes, you did. No. Why are you trying to do an Alex?
I'm Alex.
I generally didn't on the while. I can't even really think of three series.
I'll tell you what, one that really tailed off as well, Skins. That was class, like first season.
First two? The original group of kids.
Yeah, the first two seasons.
I don't know, have you tried to rewatch that?
Yeah, it's good.
Nah, it's not. It's a shit. It's a load of bollocks, man.
It's still got loads of nudity in, so I think it's class.
Yeah, when he's banging, when Chris is banging that teacher as well.
And then he's Effie's mum's getting her portrait painted and she's just nude on the
They're meant to be 16, aren't they?
Yeah, Effie in the second generation.
Yeah, but they're not. Fantastic.
Which reminds me, on the way here, we were driving past probably a group of about 10, 16-year-olds. And as we're
Alex's
driving
car.
Past, Kieran just beeps my horn.
Oh, mate.
I wanted to fucking...
You got a lawsuit.
I know. I was so fucking mortified.
I hope you did it in trying to embarrass Alex in a way. I hope so.
They'll just look at the ginger driver. They won't look at the passenger.
It fucking worked. Because I turned round. And I can't believe you've just done that. I just can't believe you've done that.
There was quite an attractive female the other side of the road who was like 30 or something.
Are you trying to justify bibbing on a women?
Well, it was Kieran bibbing it. I'm saying the chick's got stopped for it.
It's basically saying, yeah, it's fine.
I wasn't harassing that group. I know. It's just that one.
30, 30 years old to too young for Pete.
He didn't like that one.
I just gave an eye roll, that's all I got.
Niall, can you beep that out?
John is... Keep back on topic. So nothing, Alex, from you really.
Walking Dead. I've never seen it though.
Have you just googled it?
No. I remember someone was telling me how bad it gets.
Said that. You should have just let Niall ramble, and then you could have been like, "Yeah,
yeah." What about the zombies and that?
I quite enjoyed zombies.
No, that got a shit about season 5, and isn't it on like 11 now or something? Yeah.
I'm not up to date with it.
Walking Dead.
The one you just brought up.
I know. Fuck you now. You're a nightmare. And you clearly knew what you
No, were. I didn't.
Because you read the message?
No, I did. I just flicked when time it was. And I was like, I thought we were still talking about football because it's still the Euros.
No.
It would have been topical to keep it on like the Euros, That's what a lot of the podcasts are doing at the moment.
What we want to do is one at least after the first game. We'll do a little review one. We don't want to do two in a row.
And also, quite a lot of people don't like just the football one.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Quiz. Well, it was my suggestion to
start a side podcast, mate. Just pure football.
Three Brummies. I actually know about football.
Yeah, but can we have the equipment?
No, you're not getting anything.
Oh, just let us borrow it.
No, we'll just rob it. It's his house right now. There's three of us.
Did you bring your laptop?
No.
What
was I meant to?
Yes,
that's Alex.
I've been asking you for 2 weeks. Said, remember your laptop so we can test it, so I don't have to keep using my big desktop. A bit more portable then.
I didn't bring my laptop once, though, and it didn't work or something.
Yeah, plugged it in, said it didn't work, and that was it. So you didn't try, and then after I went home, I checked.
That's
online.
Portable, though. Can you not fold that up?
My big desktop. Yeah, my gaming PC.
That tower's huge.
Hey, we're going off topic, thanks to Alex, because he's a prick.
We need to,
research.
Though, because we haven't got enough material.
We have. You research.
Just real quick, does anyone want a KFC?
I'm okay.
Nah, I had a Pepe's earlier.
No, I'm okay, mate. I'm sorry. Continue. Oh, thank you very much.
For me, one of my favourite, there's only one good season of it, but one of my favourite TV series ever, True Detective Season 1. Absolutely phenomenal.
I never watched it.
Season 2, when they try and cast like Vince Vaughn as like a bad... Baddie, and it's just fucking absolutely terrible.
That tells its own story, to be fair.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I did watch True Detective Season 1 with McConaughey.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson, amazing cast, and then Colin Farrell and then Vince Vaughn, absolutely shocking Season 2. Well, Season 3 was actually pretty good.
I never watched it. One of them ones where everyone said it was incredible, but I haven't started. It's on like my very backlog.
Do you want to borrow the Blu-ray?
I would actually bother and watch it because it was on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
The only other thing I've seen Vince Vaughn as a baddie in, I think, is Starsky and Hutch, and that was pretty terrible.
I thought that was funny.
I won't lie. I liked Snoop Dogg in it.
I I didn't enjoy that one.
What was the other one I was thinking of? Oh, I've got off track. I had all these in my head before Alex came and just ruined it because of his being unprepared.
I don't think I could think of three anyway, like even if I had prepared.
It's not like there's loads of series out there.
I know. I haven't finished loads, though. I was thinking Sons of Anarchy, I haven't finished The Sopranos.
Oh, I never finished Sopranos.
House of Cards.
Yeah, House of Cards.
I was like, no, can we just do films? It'll be easier.
House of Cards is a prime candidate because when Mr. Naughty Spacey was in it, it was pretty good.
Oh, God, it was so good.
And then when he burped it,
I know. Sometimes you're like, terrible. Just let it go. Like,
you made a mistake, haven't we all?
Yeah,
he's back in a film now.
He's not been done for it, though, has he?
I don't know. I don't know.
He's just been like shamed and not got roles.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but he's back in the film.
Isn't he like plays some like really dodgy character?
Yeah.
What is it? Is it like a wrongly accused pedo or something weird?
Perfect role for him.
It's just he is a creepy character. Yeah,
He went method actor for a few years ago.
Yeah, when
he's shagging that bird in the first series, journalist bird, and he's got that face on him, just like it's rag.
And he fucking pushes her in front of the train.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Spoiler alert.
That's the same as Game of Thrones.
No, House of Cards is not even remotely the same.
No, season one, if you haven't watched it by now.
No, disagree with that. It may be because it's on Netflix, but no. I think, is he still on Netflix? I haven't seen it.
I've been rewatching it.
Uh-huh. It is good. Like, House of Cards was like, I binged it when
it was quality, wasn't it?
That was the first big Netflix series.
I've seen four scenes of it, I think, so that's pretty good going.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well done.
Cheers.
I'm trying to think of some others.
Have you not prepared? Or?
I did. I had the whole fucking list in my head.
I actually thought the latest series of Line of Duty was well below where the other seven. How many seasons have been?
Controversial. I've always thought they were shit. But
you're a fucking idiot. Then.
But I don't. I've never watched them properly. I just watched Becky watch them, and they look shit.
What you watch Becky watch like?
Yeah.
Well, they're quite good.
Oh, you're doing that, Becky.
I found them quite.
Watch that.
I find them hard to follow, though.
Have they got the bent coppers?
It.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't really have a problem with bent coppers. So, not what you'd think is typical bent coppers, like the ones that take money off drug dealers. I don't really.
But it's just a good story, isn't it?
I think you're gonna get a lot of backlash off the listeners.
All the fans aren't. We hate bent coppers.
I'd probably be a bent copper.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I'd take money off drug dealers.
You're like, bent in your job. You're telling us earlier.
You'd take the drugs off the drug dealers.
I mean, that's what I mean. I wouldn't be that bothered. I'd rather go after like proper crime, like murderers and rapists and pedos. Like to take money off. Just to leave a gang alone because they're selling drugs. I'm not really
get money for their family.
Yeah, most of them are actually, Kieran.
I'd get some. I can't say anything. Fuck's sake!
We haven't got the camera's gone today, but
yeah, the camera's gone because I tried to
failed.
Yeah, I tried to put my hand at video editing, and it's a lot more hard, a lot harder than audio editing.
Can I just say as well? Shout out to Joe Lloyd who did like our He did the drawing thing, didn't he?
Yeah,
the cartoon thing.
The profile picture.
And I asked him about it, and apparently you haven't mentioned anything about video editing and that like absolute joke that we put out.
Yeah, did you do the second one, or was that you? That was bollocks.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, but it was me.
He was like to me, I'd be happy to do it, but Niall hasn't said anything, so like, what's your problem with him, basically?
which one?
Leo's such a little bitch, isn't he?
Which one? What do you mean?
Which problem?
What problem?
Yeah, you said you were going to get him to sync up the video editing
and
to do the second season thing.
Yeah. I didn't say I was going to get him to do the second season.
Well, you should have done, because it was an absolute fucking monstrosity.
I knocked it up about 30 seconds before going on, because I was like...
What, so you weren't organised?
No.
Oh, okay. You haven't got a list for today. You're like, what else are we talking about?
Are you being serious, you fucking little pricks?
I'm
always organised.
Why are you sucking up today? Is it because you were so leery on the last one?
Yeah,
because you're so charged.
Yeah, yes, I'm on your side now.
I always didn't go that hard, mate, so.
I don't think it's capable. It's just...
Yeah, but we'll like you contact him in future. Cause he's
No. Why are you trying to shit stir,
You're a shit stirring bastard, you are.
You love me.
He hates people with big noses, apparently.
I wanted to give it the first episode an attempt on my own. But I've asked Joe, I've spoke to Joe loads about doing it all the time. Literally all the time.
Every
time
you haven't spoke to him at all?
I will literally get the WhatsApp, so either you've spoken to him when he's drunk, and you were clearly on about season two
sober,
picture.
Probably last week.
Well, if you but you weren't a band about the season two then, were you? Because it only came out a day ago.
Okay, I'll let it go.
So, no, there you go. Lyle, Pete, don't your story, your story's
fucking falling apart already.
Right, hand back to Wayne. We're going off track, lads.
Lyle, if you listen back, you actually brought this up. But
carry on. Carry on.
Wait, no, because you threw me off here, Pete, and you've fucking done this on purpose, mate.
It's batting. Bang out of audio.
Because you ran out of TV shows. You're trying to bring up some shit.
Every time he's tried to move on in the last 5 minutes, he's gone, So I thought I'd stir the pot a bit, give us a bit of material.
This made me forget what,
That wasn't... I'd literally done...
He's gone. He's gone. No, get me a point.
he's in the Preston walkout.
I hope he's coming back. I don't have to do this shit.
Oh, should we get Becky to replace him? Yeah, way better.
Noel has left the room. So, I mean, what else do we want to talk about?
I don't know how much of a prick Noel is.
I don't think this podcast is going to air.
Yeah, no. To be fair, I think we pissed him off. Firstly, by turning up a bit late.
Yeah.
Then we kind of wound him. The main gripe I have is that nobody's going to see the walk off as well, which people would want to see.
I wish this one had been videoed for sure.
Yeah, no, that been no camera for it.
That would have been our most viewed clip.
Yeah, that would have been.
Yeah. I'll have a beer, please, Noel.
Yes, please. He's back, and we missed the money shot because we didn't record it. Noel, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
You walking off.
Does anyone want the rest of my Guinness?
Yeah, all of it.
Needs to be some heavy editing in this episode.
No. You got to me, so well played. Just clearly you came late and you said in the car, you're clearly going to try and wind me up, so fair play.
Didn't say fair play in the car. We didn't, honestly.
Well, as soon as you completely threw me off, we might as well go to the main topic of the day, and that would be Game of Thrones. How amazing that was, and it ended terribly.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should talk about how fucking good it was. Yeah, for like however many seasons.
Well, the first five were just superb. How it started, like the main character, Eddard Stark, killed off season one. You thought you were going to be the main character for
that set the
seasons. And I think, well, I don't think people who've had read the books, I didn't read the books until season one, episode 5-ish. My cousin found out I was watching the TV show. He was like, no, you can't watch the TV show without reading the books. I was like, okay. So literally between episode 5 and episode 6, I'd read all the first book. And I was like, obviously I found Ed got his head chopped off. And I was like, what the fuck? God, this book is amazing. And then literally between season 1 and 2, I read the first 4 books.
Yeah.
And yeah, fucking hell, what a show. Like, especially season 1 to 5 followed the books quite closely. And I think that's why they were so much better.
Yeah. I think they made a point, didn't they? Like the first episode or whatever.
Yeah.
Just to like completely follow it with the books. But I mean, that's key to remember later, because that was what made it strong. That they would just kill off characters. Yeah. They weren't scared to do crazy things.
Well, that was the point of... His whole world was building that anyone could die. It was realistic. And I think they ran out of material about... I think at the beginning of season 6 was the last bit of book 5.
Yeah, it's always an uphill battle from there.
Yeah, and then after... By the end of season 6, all 7 and 8 was all their material. There was nothing
else. But
they didn't
even tie... The best thing about Game of Thrones is all the different plots going in every direction. Yeah. And you're trying to work out how it's going to tie together. And you're thinking about what's happened to him, what's going on there. And then suddenly it's like, oh yeah, we're rounding it all up in 5 episodes.
Well, you could watch one episode and you'd be totally enthralled by it. But then all of a sudden, like, 2 characters haven't been in the episode at all. And then the next episode, their storylines come into it.
Yeah. And I think a shout out to... It's a YouTube channel that I always watch. It's an Alt Shift X. Basically, it sounds like some Eastern European guy, but he goes through all the TV show and all the books as well. So all the subplots, everything they explore, they use all the material that they have to try and explain it or to see what's coming forward. So that's a really good channel to watch. Yeah, like there was loads of like characters what just got either forgotten about and weren't explored.
Who's the best? I know it's a tough question, and not talking about. Series 8, but who was the best character for you?
Between Tyrion And I still think Edda Stark.
Yeah, I think Littlefinger for me. Or Littlefinger.
I love Littlefinger as well. I quite like Jaime Lannister as well.
Yeah, Jaime Lannister, the turn of his character is brilliant.
Yeah, unbelievable. I did like Daenerys for a bit, and then they just absolutely ruined her character as well.
I loved Cersei in season one as well. She's fucking fantastic, and then she fucking shaved her head.
Yeah, true. No,
I'm still shaving her. I keep forgetting my mum listens to this.
So
it's alright, Brenda, you know it's true.
Well, you know who Cersei is though?
Saucy Cersei.
Well, speaking of like sex and stuff, that's why it was so good. Because all the fucking boobs are, and some cocks for the ladies.
All you lady listeners out there.
I know, but then the fucking Emilia Clarke said she wouldn't do boob shots.
Yeah, no, definitely from season probably season six. Well, there was definitely a lack of nudity.
Yeah, in season one, when she was, you know, when she was with her brother and she got out of the bath, Starkers.
Oh yeah.
Apparently that was like not her tits or something. Apparently like they like edited it all. Or was
that, no, I thought that was hers. No, the ones who weren't hers. God, this could become very weird episode. the ones that weren't hers was Cersei's when she walks the steps.
Shame.
They put shame. They put her head on top of some of the.
Tell you what, it was a bloody shame.
Apologies.
Again, our views do not represent the companies that we work.
I was going to say that's another weird bit when Theon fingers his sister. he doesn't know.
We're literally on that episode
On the horse. We're
literally,
you told me you like that.
Yeah, I do.
We're literally just on that episode. I think it's episode 3, season 2. Yeah. I'm not sure.
It's when he first arrives on the Island.
We've just watched that because we're rewatching it all.
I'd like to finger someone on a horse. I don't imagine you guys.
Fuck you.
Not your sister, though.
Right. That's really back it. Maybe this is Game of Thrones. Maybe this is Game of Thrones.
If only.
But yeah, they became all them kind of scenes. What else? And he was banging that Roz.
Yeah, you know what I didn't like? Remember the first Dario Naharis? He was fucking class, and then they replaced him.
Yeah. And they replaced four. Like, not four. The Mountain, They replaced the Mountain a few times, so they got before, I think, like, season 4. And then he was the Mountain for the rest.
I didn't even realise that.
The first one had, like, a beard. Like, it was a bald guy with, like, a beard.
Yeah. You saw him in season one. I can't remember the second one. Season one when he kicked up and over the jabs.
Yeah, and he chopped the head off his own horse. Yeah. That was a different guy.
Yeah.
Why are you still on your phone?
Chips has just finished his Just Eat order. He's been sorting out for the last 10 minutes, I'd say.
Why don't you just eat at the boat? Whatever, not the boat.
What was it? The bald head. I'm going to have a good few points when I get there. And I don't want to.
Yeah, it's our mate's leaving, dude.
It's just you've literally invited yourself to someone's leaving.
This is right. He was going through all his options and he was that desperate to go out. He was like, worst case, my mum and dad are having a meal tonight. He's just going to crash that and eat all the carlin.
I was actually invited, so free steak and free beer.
They're having a nice steak, sort of. Nice romantic meal. Kieran's going to rock up with... order 6 points at a time.
Every time I've got half a pot of carlin, just pour one. He'll have four and be like, Dad, you got 40 quid?
Oi. Mum, Dad, fancy having a bet on something? Yeah.
I'm going to walk off.
Right, back on topic. What other good bits going through? The Battle of the Bastards was fucking great. That was a good section of the newer, by the later seasons.
That was good.
Well, it was always episode 9 was always the big one. So, like, obviously, Ed getting his head chopped off, the Red Wedding. It was always episode 9, you just knew something was coming.
Battle of the Bastards, Ramsay, he was a fucking fantastic character.
He was.
He's also in Misfits.
Yeah, he is actually. Yeah.
Torturing Theon, like chopping off his willy.
Yeah, and fucking going to town on Sansa as well, didn't
they? Yes, that was fucking bad. That wasn't remotely. I said yes.
I recall.
That wasn't remotely. I said yes.
Well, it's recorded, so
that is a great. There's something about like one army be surrounded by like a bigger army and then somebody else coming to save the day. Like, right. You see it in Lord of the Rings, don't you?
Say, Lord of the Rings just coming to your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened later on. Like, what was the episode 9 when they were when the dragon got killed?
Yeah.
When they were over the wall and it was just like they're all going to die. Somehow they didn't die, and then the dragons came and saved them.
One bit of that season, how sick was it when he became like the ice dragon, like the White Walker dragon?
That
was fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't understand when one of the fights, you know, when it was really dark, why did they just like sacrifice enough racket? They just went in on their own and just got fucking murdered.
That fucking
old bastard, right, who just comes out back, like all these young fucking Dothraki warriors are dead, and he's just like, yeah.
That's what you Jorah. Need to go into this season 8 in general, just the stupidity. Like, they had all their men were behind the catapults, which the most ridiculous battle formation ever is have your artillery in front of everyone and they can't defend themselves. And then they were in front of the pits as well. So they had to climb over the pits to get away from
them. If they'd have played one game of Rome Total War.
Yeah.
You beat me to it.
They would have realised that that's not the tactic to do.
But yeah, like Alex said, their best cavalry and their cavalry units like to go and flank and, you know, be manoeuvrable, they send straight in and they just die. Also, they all died bar a few. And then, what, about 2 episodes later, there was like 10,000 of them.
And then it was like Jon Snow just seemed to get out of every fucking dark spot. When he saw it, it was a bit like, was it Marvel, wasn't it? Like he was some superhero.
Yeah.
Never mind him, Brienne, when she was getting absolutely battered, she had probably about 10 of them.
They could have killed her off as well.
Like, I wanted her to die from the moment she came into it.
Why?
I
wanted Bran to die, and now he's a fucking ruler.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the worst ending ever.
Bran, you know, when he's like, what was it, little Mongol, man? Like, ooh. Can't walk. Yeah.
I wholeheartedly agree. We're all thinking it.
No, but I mean, like, you know, when his eyes roll in the back of his head, and he was like, the three fucking eyed raven or whatever. Just like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah,
like,
that's what he was meant to be.
He wasn't meant to be a king, was he? Meant to oversee, like, be more of a god sort of thing.
The last 7 seasons, he was like, I can't hold lands, I can't be anything, I can't do this. And then literally the last episode, he's like, yeah, I'll be the king.
Iron Throne, I'll take it.
Yeah. I'll earn it all. I earned this bitch.
Was that a quote?
Yeah. Yeah, and then
Pete says it about Lacey or something.
Says what?
I earned this bitch.
Beep. Yeah, like Brienne Tarth, she had like about 15 people on top of her, and she survived. And that the episode before that, episode 2, was that really slow episode, but it was all them saying like bye to each other.
Oh, and they're in like by the fire.
Yeah, it was fucking amazing. Like they were all saying bye. It was great dialogue, and you were thinking right, probably maybe 2 or 3 of them are going to survive this. And then they all survived. Bob, is it Jorah?
Yeah,
I think Jorah.
Off topic. I just had a request from Jordan. You asked Niall when he's going to get his shit haircut cut by him.
I don't know, mate. Cheers for breaking up the pod for that.
Sound crack on.
Yeah. The only good character during that was Arya, but then at the end of the last episode, she survives like all the fire and the dragon. Like she almost had like invincibility on her. She died about 6 times.
Yeah, but she was
times.
Meant to be like the many faces bitch or whatever, and she didn't come into it. Like,
then she used it once. She used it once. I think when she went to kill, what were the people who had the level, like the bridge over the river? What were they called? The horrible guy who killed everyone.
That's gonna piss me off now.
I know. That's why.
And it was your man off Harry Potter, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh, there's kids are out of bed. Kids are out of bed. Kids are out of bed. Students in the corridor.
No, I got so excited when we started talking about Harry Potter.
I did.
So I like to sound cool and sounded like Game of Thrones, but literally Harry Potter. TV too.
The kids are out of bed. Students in the corridor.
Not gonna lie, I love Harry Potter.
No, he's really good. Fuck, what's his name? I can imagine people like shouting like
the people
in your old class, not
Walder Frey.
I just saw you on your phone.
I didn't promise.
But also, what was their deal? Were they just like chop people's faces off?
I don't know.
Like Hannibal Lecter style.
No, I think when they they died and like they were like because they washed all the dead bodies in there, so I think they'd bury them, but they'd take like the top layer of their face off and pull it onto like that big them big pillars they had, and they
lovely.
So then when their god gave them that face to use,
be like your job at Network Rail that soon, wouldn't it?
Why?
I thought you were going to clean up dead people off the trains.
No, no, I didn't get the job, mate. Cheers for ringing that up.
Live on air.
Yeah, live on
air. You can believe that, though.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, why would you want that job? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. More money. Fair. But yeah. And then
no morals. Perfect.
Perfect for me.
Oh, he's got his wallet on him. No, no cash in there.
Nah, yeah, there's no cash, just his wallet. No debit card, eh? Yeah, recent transaction. Says he's been a KFC, you know.
Nor did just throw him in the bin like anything else.
In he goes. Done for the day.
Just put me in the trash when I'm
back. Yeah, true. Joel Becky, if it makes more money, chuck me over the railway fence. Then he can claim I died at work. I know that's not how it works, but I'm not bothered.
It was a heart attack.
No, it's got a dodgy ticker, by the way.
I haven't got a dodgy ticker.
No, it's fucking not 100%.
It is 100%. It's a lot better than yours. Look at you.
All right, Vegas.
Oh, Vegas. I'm on the way back getting fucking oxygen on the plane. Look, here's $100. Just give me oxygen. And then you had, you had your own little space to, so you could lie down.
Sorry, mate. So yeah, you if you pay for it, you get it. Pal.
Exactly.
So fucking, you'd know that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
On his credit card.
3 grand for that table. No dramas.
But yeah, shit. Ended season 8. So then John kills that bitch. Daenerys.
Oh, I don't speak about it like that.
And then it just ends really badly with Tyrion talking about who should be king.
Oh, and I mean, they're all joking as well. Cringy jokes around.
Oh, doesn't
Jamie die in like a cave and shit?
Oh, yeah. Jamie and Cersei
die together. Because he has the fight with the guy from the Iron Islands, isn't it?
Yeah. And then their basement or whatever is crumbling. And then they just stand there and hold each other and they die.
What fan theory was like, oh, and then they die in a cave at the end, no reason.
No reason. Wow. It's so stupid.
And then the Hound and the Mountain fight, but like, they were going to both die anyway because the whole place is on fire, so what's the point in having them have it out if they're both just going down?
Nothing to lose or gain.
That was always really well hinted in the books that they were going to fight. So I think it was the last episode, or second to the last episode, they were like, well, we've kind of got to get this in somewhere. But it was a really cool fight, just they both end up dying.
They wanted to see it. Like a checklist, didn't they? Then fight, turn Daenerys evil, we'll do that in a couple of episodes, knock that one out.
Well, wasn't it because the directors were meant to get the Star Wars film? Yeah. And they rushed it.
Pretty much, just before they started filming or they started writing for season 7, they got offered a trilogy for Star Wars. So they were going to write and produce a trilogy of Star Wars films. So then that's literally like maybe about 6 months after that got announced, they announced that season 7 was going to be 7 episodes and season 8 was going to be 6 episodes.
I think when we're apportioning blame as well, does some of it not have to go to the author himself?
He just needs to get his fat ass into gear. Yeah. Man. Not even like just write, man. Like you just have to write.
I bet he gets emails and shit like that. Just fucking finish it.
Off Niall.
1992, I think the first one came out. So let's say like 5, 6 years. Yeah, let's say 5, 6 years. It's been the '80s.
Like that's his job. 80s, that's his job.
7 books.
Feel like Roy Keane.
That's your job.
Paul Pogba.
It's got even worse now. I think it's been over 10 years since the last one. Well over 10 years. Because he keeps getting distracted by Hollywood and he's bringing out a game next year as well.
He's getting loads of pussy there.
Oh, he's so grim.
I bet he's all right. Dirty bastard.
Have you ever seen him?
Of course I've seen him. He looks like you.
That's so ridiculous.
Is he receding as well?
Can imagine Noel with his cap on.
Oh, he's like little. What are they called? I can't think. Flat caps. He's got flat cap almost.
Let's do it over here. Remove that and hit the flat cap.
Or a blazer that with just one button holding on for dear life. It's going to pop out and take someone's eye off.
Claws away, lads.
Pew! None of us claws away. You just tried to degrade me on the pod just there.
I never degrade you, mate. We've all got big tummies. Don't come at me for fat.
But well done. Well done, Alex. Yeah. I know, yeah. Well done, Alex. But yeah, so that... And then
when you storm
the big, the big, the big thing was Bran, fucking Bran becoming the king of all Westeros. Yeah, it was like what cripple. The biggest load of bo- oh, it's not. It doesn't matter that he's a cripple.
I mean, it makes it worse. He's a cripple.
Well, it doesn't because he's only got a lead.
Oh,
what made it?
When Alex's food.
It's on its way.
So,
so you stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the notification.
Stop it when it's here.
Yeah, it'll be 8 minutes.
But thumbs up from the restaurant guys.
Nah, thumbs up's done on its way, so I'm happy. It's early.
Thanks for that.
Where have you ordered from?
We should probably wrap this up soon.
KFC, you?
Nah, same place as last time.
I got a kebab this time.
It's a
mock. Why don't you plug it? They might fucking sponsor.
I'm glad this was the takeaway episode.
What is it?
Mega Grill.
Mega Grill was absolutely delicious, and it was a lot cheaper than your average place, wasn't it?
Are they sponsoring us or?
Well, they might do after I start unplugging them now.
Everyone out slot, three out of the four, you didn't even try it last time.
No, because I know where it's from.
Mega Grill, it's good. It's got...
Yeah, it did pass health and safety.
It's 5.5 stars.
Food hygiene.
Yeah, look at the hygiene rating, mate.
It's at the bottom, I don't need to say that.
Scroll that far down.
Shall I?
But, but yeah, right, and we'll finish up last bit then. Just Bran becoming the king.
Shocking.
It was one of the most stupid fucking reveals I think I've ever seen in a TV show. The guy spent 7 seasons saying, I'm not going to be king. I can't be king. I've got this whole destiny in front of me. And then...
It was almost like a Gandalf sort of thing. Yeah. Like he would Gandalf would never be king, but he oversees it.
Yeah, and have too much power. Yeah.
But then Tyrion, like, saying... Yeah. Blagging all this shit about Bran that he's done this and he's been like this. I think they had probably 3 conversations in the whole fucking TV show.
Yeah.
And he says like this is the reason why he should.
I mean,
he's been
a shit character since season 1 when Jaime pushed him off the fucking castle.
He hasn't. He was really interesting, important character. He's just from season 6 when he left the Three Eye Raven and we found out about Jon Snow being a Targaryen. They kind of ran out of what does Bran do now because he doesn't tell us any major reveal. He doesn't do anything. So he just kind of gets wheeled around.
Just killed him.
He just gets wheeled around and they're like, oh shit, well, who do we make king? Is that the doorbell?
Mm. On topic but off topic, are these spin-offs ever going to fucking come out?
The filming one.
At the Targaryen.
Alex, are you going to get the fucking door?
On that note.
Well, on
so that. So get sort of the beers on the way.
Yeah, the spin-offs are coming out. They've just started filming one. Yeah, Dance of Dragons. I think it's
Is there anyone confirmed, like actor wise, to be in
it? Doctor
Who,
he's a Matt Smith.
Matt Smith is one of the Targaryens.
Oh, okay, I think he'd be all right. Actually.
And I don't know the rest. I haven't paid attention. I'm not holding my breath.
They could go in a few ways. You're like, oh, you fucking sailed the direction that no one's ever sailed before. They could do one with her. They could do a few spin-offs.
Alex, can you stop rustling as much, mate? We're literally about to finish the pod.
I think.
Yeah, can we just finish, please, mate? If it's not too much trouble, can we just finish the episode?
I tried to, by the way, find the hygiene rating on
them. Yeah, they don't. They
it's a fucking nightmare.
It's almost like they're trying to hide it.
Well, that's what they found out about Uber Eats and Deliveroo. They were putting like less than 1 hygiene. I think 1 might be the minimum to bear, but at least one star hygiene rating was loads on there. They don't check. They don't care what the hygiene rating is.
Can you get 0?
That's what I mean. I'm not sure if you can, but they definitely were getting 1 star, and that's why it was a big thing that they have to start showing it.
Don't you think as well? One of the best characters probably have the worst spin off, like Jon Snow, because there's no like White Walkers anymore.
He's
chilling at the wall.
Yeah,
just
him,
like,
the wall.
Him like having a fag, getting fat.
Which that didn't even make sense because his whole life, the only reason why he'd go beyond the wall was for Ingrid.
Yeah, that bitch died.
And she died, so I don't see the point of him going beyond the wall anymore.
Is it Ingrid?
I'm sure it's Ingrid, isn't it? He just wanted a simple life, didn't he?
I'm sure it's Ingrid.
Might be. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it might be Ingrid. If I'm wrong...
Well, she's brown bread anyway. So.
Yeah. I feel like, as well, at the end of the podcast, we should do like a prediction for the result as well. Like, just quickly. On some
like Euros.
Yeah. We can maybe even do a 5 in if someone gets the result right.
Oh, bet him.
That's a good idea.
Kieran's perked up.
I'm against it.
Watch out to bring Fiverr into it. He's just got over his addiction.
Yeah, no, I'm very tight with his money, so.
I am, mate. I'm not tight, I'm just not stupid. With, like, betting all my money away.
Yeah, penny pincher. Oh,
rah!
Penny pincher.
Oh, you're so tight, Niall. Why do you have money at the end of the month, you idiot?
Well, it's just when you never buy around.
You can pay the bills.
Yeah. You can pay your bills, fucking prick.
Just buy around, run it somewhere in the pub.
Okay, Kieran, I'll just give you 20 quid to buy your round.
He has bought all the equipment for the podcast as well, to be fair.
We still need that for three Brummies.
Yeah, true.
Three Brummies taught Euros. We'll probably do that every couple of days, yeah, just to keep up to date.
Go on then, because we're doing the England game. Quick one before we finish. So
0-0.
0-0. Oh, okay, fair enough.
I'm going to go 2-1, England.
2-1, Croatia.
3-0, England.
It's like his 3-0 Man City prediction.
Actually, listening back, I was the only one remotely close. I was the one who said, I think Chelsea can do it.
I said Chelsea could score first.
I said Chelsea on penalties.
Yeah. No, I think he did.
No, he said he's going to have a separate
Chelsea,
bet.
Yeah, but
which made me think it could happen then, Pete, if I'm betting on it. But
yeah, but it wasn't your prediction. You predicted City would win 3-1.
If I want your opinion,
I'm not finished. Anyway, let Alex eat his food. Cheers, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
See you in a bit.
See you in a bit.
Bye-bye.
Bye.